This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says in his monthly radio address Sunday that COVID has shaken India. Nearly 350,000 new COVID cases have been recorded in the previous 24-hour period, yet another daily record. The new infection figures are likely undercounted, public health officials have warned. The U.S. is under pressure from the international community to release some of its warehoused COVID vaccines to India and other countries that need the shots. In addition to hundreds of thousands of new daily COVID cases, India is also experiencing an oxygen shortage. In Iraq, the Iraqi Interior Ministry says at least 82 people died and 110 were wounded in a Baghdad COVID-19 hospital fire overnight. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
They said the fire occurred after an accident caused an oxygen tank to explode. Dozens of others were also injured in the fire. Patients not injured during the incident were being transferred out of the hospital. One official said the fire has since been put out. Video and social media showed citizens joining firefighters as they searched a smoke-filled ward for more survivors. Iraq's healthcare system has been stretched thin during the global health crisis. That's on top of decades of sanctions, war, and neglect. The health ministry says more than 1 million people have been infected and more than 15,000 dead so far.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Southeast Asian leaders are demanding an immediate end to killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar. The leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations also told Senior General Min Aung Hlaing during the two-hour talks in Jakarta that a dialogue between contending parties in Myanmar should immediately start. This is VOA News. Indonesia's Navy says its missing submarine has sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the past 2 days, apparently ending the hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive. The military crew says the presence of an oil slick as well as debris near the site where the submarine last dove Wednesday off the island of Bali were clear proof that KRI Nagala 402 had sunk. U.S. President Joe Biden says the 1915 massacre of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide, a historic declaration that infuriated Turkey and is set to further strain already frayed ties between the two NATO allies. Reuters' Fred Katayama has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday made a historic declaration that infuriated Turkey. He said the 1915 massacres of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. In a statement, Biden said the American people honor, in his words, all those Armenians who perished in the genocide that began 106 years ago today, adding, we affirm the history. We do this not to cast blame, but to ensure that what happened is never repeated. The largely symbolic move breaks away from decades of carefully calibrated language from the White House. Turkey's foreign ministry said it opens a deep wound between the two countries. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu tweeted, we entirely reject the statement based solely on populism. Biden's decision comes at a time of strained ties. Washington and Ankara have had deep policy differences over a host of issues.
That is Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. 15 people who spent 40 days in voluntary isolation in a dark, damp cave in France have emerged from a scientific experiment. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The group, made of 8 men and 7 women, took part in the experiment in the Pyrenees.
Donc voilà, on vient de sortir de 40 jours.
Speaking to reporters outside the cave after they emerged, the group said they barely noticed any fatigue after being in isolation, but they felt the cold. Scientists at the Human Adaptation Institute, leading the $1.5 million Deep Time project, say the experiment will help them better understand how people adapt to drastic changes in living conditions and environments. I'm Zaria Shackley.
For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.